Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnie Portocarrero. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Arnie Portocarrero. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Narlski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Narlski. And now, play ball. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Niemann moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Portocarrero fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero bunts towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. Miranda moves to second. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miranda moves to third. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miranda scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Two outs. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski takes first base on ball 4. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero is 0 for 0 in the game. Portocarrero bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with power covering, for the out. Robinson moves to third. Miranda moves to second. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Harrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Miranda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero is 0 for 0 in the game. Portocarrero hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Reynarlski. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby pinch hits for Billy Harrell. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann, who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Orioles. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Doby scores. Geiger moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Miranda. Geiger scores. Power moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Porto Carrero covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Bobby Avila now playing third base. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-3 in the game. Boyd hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Avila juggles the ball. That's an error on Avila. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling, who is chasing the ball. Hunter reaches third base with a triple. Colavito goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant bunts towards the mound. Porto Carrero fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 3 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Foster Castleman now playing second base. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Arnie Portocarrero. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 4 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.